Hey everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy to shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, boys.
Oh, crap.
There's that smile we all miss.
Oh, my God. Technical difficulties, but we are live. Hopefully, everybody out there can hear us. We are live. One casualty.
We lost one in the war.
You know, little D, there is always... there's always something we're going to lose.
Yep. Anthony?
No, we didn't lose Anthony. we lost producer Cam. So we can hear him, but we can't see him.
Yes, you can hear me.
So
the all five words you will hear.
And he's done.
Yeah, so I apologize, folks, for the late start. Everybody's going crazy on Twitter. We're here and we're ready to go. Lip, are you ready?
What are we doing?
I have no clue. I am so out of rhythm. You know how I get, and Orly, this is new to you. Lip knows the turn when something doesn't go right. Little D, you should be familiar with the turn as well.
Yep.
Where Corey goes from to
blowing steam out his nose.
Blowing steam out my nose.
out his holes.
Out my ear. Every orifice of my body when something goes wrong in the beautiful, palatial Studio G.
I saw it coming. That's when I kind of sat back. I knew what to
do.
Yeah.
So Orly assumed.
I don't, sadly.
Little D started talking more.
This is the difference. Orly knew the position to take, which was go fetal in a corner.
Because the big guy's not a giver.
Because the big guy's about to go bonkers.
Or the taker.
Little D, on the other hand, sees that the bear, the caged bear, is getting ramped up to blow some steam. The caged bear is foaming at the mouth. So what does little D do? He runs over, grabs the stick, that the closest stick he can find, and starts to poke the bear.
And asking more questions than I've ever heard him ask.
More than he asked on the show.
I know, right? I did ask a lot of questions.
Asking questions, trying to say, all right, Corey, well, if you... and then giving his opinion when he ain't got an opinion if it's the first. And just driving me crazy. And all I'm saying in my head over and over, Orly, is that I have to love him. He's my brother. I can't kill him. He's my brother.
Hey, but I had some good ideas.
You
though.
Did not.
Those were some.
You did
you
not.
You cannot tell me that was not a good idea.
A hamster running on a wheel with wires between two magnetic fields was not going to fix the Ustream computer.
Hey, it was music to my ears.
This is what we deal with when we live in the land of the internets.
Yep. Hey, why is my head shiny on my forehead?
Now you're greasy.
Is now, that what it is?
Now he's. I can't even. I don't even know if I can switch your shots. I'm sorry, because if I do, it might show up Philippians.
The Philippi-lites, are they upset right now?
If I switch your shot, it might come up. Yep, came up Philippians.
Look at that.
See, that's not supposed to happen.
It ain't supposed to happen.
No, that's not supposed
Philippians
to happen.
Philippians is a few shades lighter.
Lighter.
A darker shade of black.
A darker shade of black. All right, so we have a guest, and we have a time that we have to get to our guest. So Philippians, if you will, even though nobody can see you, please do us all a favor and hit that magic button, Lip!
Fat Guy Radio Show.
With Corey Blaze on fatguyradioshow.com.
She's your queen to be, a queen to desires. She's your queen to be, a vision of perfection, an object of affection to quench your royal fire. Completely free from infection, fashion, waiting only for your direction, your queen to be.
May I talk to you alone for a moment, please?
Live from Studio G in Glendale, Arizona, it's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with executive producer Philippius and Orly. And now from the corner office of a more successful business, here's Corey Blaze.
Hey! Fat Guy Radio Show for January 13, 2016. Heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Here in the broken Studio G, admitting that we knew where El Chapo was the entire time. It's your host. It's your funniest worldwide internet radio show and podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Live tweet us at FatGuyRadioShow on the Twitter. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. Search FatGuyRadioShow, all one word. Well, folks, we didn't end 2015 as good as we had hoped with our Amazon purchasing. So let me take this moment to remind and invite everyone listening to this show that if you shop Amazon, shop it through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And those on live stream are probably staring at Orly right now and not me as I read this spot.
You could have lip synced it.
I was going to do that.
You can't.
I didn't know if I should ruin it, though. I don't know if I'd ruin it.
So everyone listening, do all your online shopping through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or by clicking the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo or simply going to fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. From any mobile device. I get emails from time to time from people wondering if we can see who bought what. And I'm going to squash this now. The answer is no. Amazon doesn't tell us who bought what. Amazon just shows us the numbers. So shopping through our link just tells Amazon that the money they send to this show is worth it because we have an active listenership. So when you shop Amazon, which nearly all of us do, do it through the show's link. Amazon, proud to power Fat Guy Radio Show. Well, boys.
Yes.
You know, every once in a while, there's a race that's won. When you limp out the gate, but you forge through because we're radio professionals.
Yes, we do.
Right?
Yep, nope, nope, yep, nope, nope.
All right, folks. Well, we've got a huge guest
lined
up.
You know what?
What?
I messed up on Monday.
Clearly.
I should have played this David Bowie, or how you say
Bowie?
His name?
Bowie.
David Bowie?
Since he passed away, I should have did a little something for him on Monday when I was DJing. He did die Monday, right? Over the weekend.
I think he died Tuesday? Monday or something like that.
I don't know, the 10th.
He died in the early 80s.
When was the music carries on, my friend.
Too soon.
He died on the 10th, whatever date that was.
That was Sunday.
Oh, see, and I should have. That's what you just played right now, right?
Yeah, some David Bowie. Let's dance.
There's no such thing as too soon on the Fat Guy Radio Show.
I don't think so. Yeah, we break the too soon rule all the time, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right, Lil D. Well, I'm glad you got that, but we got something else we got to get to right now.
Can we get the breaking news out?
No, we ain't got the breaking news out right now because we have a guest that's on the line that we need to get to right now.
Damn, my bad, yo.
Did you read the show notes?
He didn't.
You know I read the show notes.
You didn't read the show notes, did you?
Nope.
You sure didn't. No, you didn't. Well, we've been hinting at it for some time, so hopefully we don't need it. So let's just go ahead and get the Stitcher Radio line. Skype line up, ready to go here. Hopefully this will work.
That's working.
Yes, and I've talked about our guest for ad nauseam on the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I have mentioned our guest several times on the show since first being introduced to her on her special Food Network show, Clash of the Grandmas, where she stole my heart with her unabridged comments, inspiring wisdom, and exceptional cooking skills. She not only walked away with the $10,000 grand prize for winning Clash of the Grandmas, with her cooking partner, she is frequently seen throwing down in the kitchen on the hit daytime TV show, The Steve Harvey Show. She is also one of the lead instructors at the New Orleans School of Cooking and a former kindergarten teacher for 20 years turned chef. Please put your hands together and help me welcome Chef Grandma Ann Leonard to the show. Grandma, how are you?
Sorry, that's just too much.
I love you to death, Chef Ann Leonard. Can we call you, can we just call you Chef Grandma or Grandma Ann?
Sure, you can call me that. My grandchildren's friends call me Grandma. It's
okay.
Just easier.
It's probably,
but I'm not a professional chef, Corey. I'm really not. I'm just an instructor.
You,
if I were a professional chef, I wouldn't have any trouble on the cooking show.
No, you didn't have any cooking show. Like I said, you are, I've talked about you on the show before. You reached out and sent me this lovely card when I posted a write-up on my blog about my reaction to Clash of the Grandmas that aired on the Food Network channel prior to Thanksgiving, and I just had to reach out to you, and I had to have you on the show. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. I'm thrilled to talk to you.
Well, that's great. Well, I am here in the studio with my little brother, little D.
Hello.
And my co-host Orly is here with me as well.
Hello, Grandma.
And, hello.
And hopefully you'll be able to hear them as well. We had a little bit of a technical glitch, but like when you're in the kitchen, some things don't always go as planned. And you know what? You just got to make do what you got, right?
You got to go with the flow, right?
You got to go with the flow. So the most important question is, what's for dinner tonight?
Well, as a matter of fact, I really cooked a good supper tonight.
Ooh.
Chicken was on sale, leg and thigh quarters.
Uh-huh.
And I bought four, and I made this delicious dish called it's called 40 toes of garlic chicken, but you all call them cloves. We call them toes.
Okay.
And it's really good. You brown the chicken, and then you take the 40 toes of garlic and you brown those in the Dutch oven, and then you bake them, and oh, it's delicious. Doesn't taste like garlicky, you know, but it's just really good.
You're making
me cook for supper tonight with mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. and green peas, gravy.
You're making me hungry.
Oh, making all of us hungry.
I'm hungry now. All right, so you went on the Food Network. Tell us the process of getting involved in the Food Network. They have a lot of competition shows on there, and a lot of the shows run for a lengthy period of time, but Clash of the Grandmas was a 1 hour one time special that aired, and I'm a little downhearted that Food Network has not put the video up on their on their website, and we've had
I wonder why. Why do you think that is?
I have no clue. Maybe because it was just a special, but it was such a dynamic special with you and four other grandmas from all over the country, got together, competed in three culinary dishes, and you know, there's no spoiler alert at this point. You walked away with the grand prize.
I sure did. Well, and every time I watch the video, I win.
What was share? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. Go ahead.
What was the process on getting on the Food Network and actually being involved in this show?
Okay. Well, first of all, we didn't know anything about it. It's like we, meaning Harriet, my friend Harriet Robin, and the cooking school got a call from I don't know who. I don't know if it was the Food Channel, the Food Network, or a company that is their job is to find contestants. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
but they asked the cooking school, do y'all have any grandmas? And they said, yeah, we do. And it's Harriet, myself. So they said, you think they'd be interested in applying? And so we said, what you know? And they talked to us and said, yeah, you know, why don't y'all apply? We said, oh, I don't know, we're not interested in that kind of stuff. And they said, oh, come on, it's good for the school, good exposure.
Right.
And so we said, okay, we will, you know, so we did. And then the first thing we had to do was we got a phone call. And this is kind of funny. My husband and I were on the road bringing our grandchild to soccer camp in July, and I got a phone call from a young man, and he wanted to Skype us. Skype me.
Okay. Yeah.
So fortunately, we were going to a nice hotel, and they were able to arrange it. So I Skyped with this young man. And then when I'm talking to him, he said, well, what would you do if you win the money? I said, you mean it's a contest with money? I said, oh, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I'd have to think about it. And then I said, you know what? I think I might, maybe I'll give myself granite countertops. That's what I thought, you know.
Nice.
And then after I got off the phone, I called my sister. I have three sisters. I'm the oldest and the bossiest. And I called my second sister, and she said, you shouldn't have said that. I said, what should I have said? She said, you should give it to, you're going to say you give some to charity. I said, well, I got to think about that, Colleen. Sorry, my long story short. As it got closer to, as the competition went on, the last competition was the dessert. And they asked me before the competition, what would you do with the money if you won? I said, well, I'm not going to win, but if I would, I'd give I meant this, too. And I said, I'll give $5,000 to my granddaughter's, my oldest granddaughter died four years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my sons and their friends put up a good bit of money and built a house in Haiti for the girls who needed homes after that horrible earthquake. So my husband and I weren't in a position to do anything like that. And there was nothing I could do for them. I said, can I make pillowcases or, you know, top sheets or something? They said, no, they don't do all that stuff.
Sure.
So I just, that was it. And then, so I started thinking about it. I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to give half of that money to Shelby's House, because that's what they called it, Shelby's House.
Shelby's House.
And then the other half I'll use towards the book, because Harry and I are writing a cookbook. That's how that got started. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. So anyway, we had the Skype,
uh-huh.
And then we had phone calls from the producers, and then another Skype with all five producers. And Harry and I are individual in this. I mean, we're competing against each other, I guess.
Competing against yourself. Harriet is your, a cooking partner, a business partner, and you guys were competing against each other?
She's one of the instructors at the cooking school, too. Harriet and I grew up together.
Oh, okay,
And I was responsible. I've been at the cooking school for 13 years, and Harriet, I brought her on about 6 years ago, and she's hysterical. She looks like Dr. Ruth. Remember Dr. Ruth?
Yes.
Harriet looks just like that. She's not Jewish, but she looks like a Jewish grandma. Short, and I'm tall. And anyway, so and Harriet's hysterical. I mean, hysterical. And together, we're just funny, you know?
Yes.
I mean, we don't plan to be. It just works out like that. Anyway, so we're competing against each other, but not really thinking about it because we didn't think anything would come of it, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I mean, long story short. So the producers call us a bunch of times, and every time they call us, they would say to me, well, what do you cook for Thanksgiving dinner? And I would tell them. See, of course, New Orleans is seafood, so I said oyster soup, oyster patties, oyster dressing.
Yeah.
And that's all, and then other stuff, too, of course. And then, so make a long story short, they said, all right, we want you to do a video. So fortunately, my granddaughter knows how to do that stuff. So they Barrett, my other granddaughter, she videoed me cooking those dishes.
Okay.
And then we sent it out there. And then another couple of Skypes. And then, make a long story short, I got the letter saying, you're one of the contestants. I couldn't believe it. I really, truly.
That is a show that I absolutely fell in love with you. Everybody here on the show has watched your performance on Clash of the Grandmas. And anyone that's watching our live feed or our video replay, we're actually airing some clips of your appearance on Clash of the Grandmas.
How do you do that? You can't get it if it's not on television. It's on a computer. How do you do that?
Well, we reached out to a friend that had a connection that sent us some clips. And, Grandma, we're in radio, and that's a form of entertainment. And, I got a couple of connections.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
That's very true.
he has a fat wallet.
Hey, really?
That's what we say in New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So on that show, one of the first competitions was, of course, the green bean casserole.
Oh, God, a nightmare.
And the green bean casserole is, for a lot of homes around the Thanksgiving holiday, the green bean casserole is a staple side dish, but clearly not in Grandma Ann's house.
Well, not only me, not in New Orleans. In fact, I've had so many people in New Orleans, my friends or people that have come, I saw that, and you're right, we don't do green bean casserole, although I'm sure there's some people that do.
Yeah.
I just don't know them. You know? I'm sure it tastes okay, but it just doesn't look very nice. You know, that mushroom soup? Oh, God.
Nice.
And then canned grand bean? Oh, I don't think so.
Well,
when he said, they said in the pre-contest before that first one, blah, 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 blah. And I, what about green bean casserole? And that's why I said, I don't do that. And then so we go for the contest, and damn, if it's not green bean casserole. I couldn't believe it. I swear. I said, oh, my God, what am I? And then the worst thing is, I'm from New Orleans, and I teach at a cooking school. People expect us, you know, there's a certain reputation New Orleans has. If you teach people how to cook, my God, they expect you can do anything, which I can't. So I thought, oh, God, I'm going to get sent home for sure. That was the only thing I was worried about. Just don't get sent home first.
You did very well. For those of you that are just maybe joining us live right now, we're on the phone with Chef Ann Leonard, Grandma Ann, and she's the winner of Clash of the Grandmas Thanksgiving on the Food Network show, and she is also a frequent guest on the Steve Harvey show. You and your radio partner, or you and your cooking instructor, appear on the Steve Harvey show. Now, when you and I had a brief conversation on Monday evening, which was just absolutely hilarious, you share with me about being on the Steve Harvey show, which I wasn't aware of. And then, so of course, you know, me being in journalism, I go and I do some digging to see how this all came about. So share with us how you got involved with going on to the Steve Harvey daytime TV show.
I tell you, it was unbelievable too. In the cooking school, we teach mainly tourists. It's a 2.5 hour class or a 2 hour class, depending on the time.
Sure.
And people are always filming us, you know, video us and all that stuff. And Harriet was teaching this particular day, and this man was filming her almost the whole time. And after class was over, he came up to Harriet, and he said, Harriet, you need to be on television. You are hysterical. And Harriet's very, what's the word I want to use? She's not braggadocious or anything. And she said, oh, thank you. I appreciate that, but I'm very happy where I am, you know, blah, blah, blah. And he kept after. Oh, Harriet, I'm serious. His name was Robert Duda. Okay,
Duda. Now, get that name. Robert Duda.
If y'all know anything about, of course, I'm old, but you know, there was a movie years ago, Song of the South, and the song is Zippity
Doo-da, Zippity, my, what a wonderful day.
You can't forget that name, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, so she kept telling him, Mr. Duda, I appreciate this, but I'm not interested. And that was it. So unbeknownst to her, Mr. Duda's sister is Alex Duda, who's one of the producers of the Steve Harvey show. So he sent that video to Alex, who immediately called the cooking school and said, we want Harriet on our program.
Wow.
So the cooking school, the upstairs, we call them upstairs, we're downstairs. Uh-huh. And they come down and they say, and they're looking at Harriet, and Harriet said, oh God, what did I do? Wrong. I do, but she doesn't. Okay. And they said, do you know a man named Duda? She said, I sure do. He was sitting right over there. It's funny how you remember where people sit. Not all the time. and they said, well, they want, Steve Harvey wants you in his show. And Harriet said, I told that man I wasn't interested. Harriet, don't you realize how good this would be for the school, what good exposure and all this kind of stuff? And they kept after Harriet. And Harriet said, all right, I'll do it on one proviso. If Ann can come with me, meaning me.
Yes, yes.
And she knew I was in Dallas taking care of my grandchildren, okay? So they called me in Dallas. This was a Friday. And it was the week of Mardi Gras. And that Tuesday was Mardi Gras Day. And so they called me, and I said, yeah, I'm coming home Tuesday night. So that was it. So Harry got stuck. And we went off to you'll appreciate this. This is funny.
Okay.
Where they said, now we want you to, cook in some staples or something. I don't know what they said. We said, what do you want? They said, chicken pot pie. And Harriet and I both looked at each other and we said, chicken pot pie? We don't do that in New Orleans.
Chicken pot pie?
No, we don't do that. And they said, well, all right, do whatever you want to do. And I don't remember now what we did, but it was a big hit with them. You know, they liked it. So they had us back a bunch of times.
Yeah, and you have frequently appeared on the Steve Harvey show, which is a major TV show. And I look up to Steve Harvey. I mean, the man is in everything. He's got his own game show. He's got his own radio show.
He's fabulous, and
everything. So with all of this come about, you shared with me that you had to embrace social media recently.
Oh, that's a joke too, because I don't know what I'm doing.
So if for all of you that are listening out there, you could find Ann Leonard on Facebook, and she's also on Facebook under the New Orleans Grannies, and a Twitter handle, Ann, A-N-N-E underscore Leonard, L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D. And you mentioned the New Orleans School of Cooking. You can check them out, folks, at NewOrleansSchoolOfCooking.com as well. So, Grandma Ann, let me ask you this. What would be some, Orly, you were mentioning to me about eggplant.
Eggplant, yeah. I bought some on sale the other day.
And what eggplant recipe? Do you guys do eggplant down in New Orleans?
Oh, yeah, we do. We love eggplant. Eggplant was brought, see, Harriet and I, in addition to being instructors at the cooking school, we're both tour guides, too.
Okay.
So we know all this insignificant information. So eggplant came with the Italians. Now, neither one of us have Italian. Although, Corey, I really think I was Italian in a past life. No, I'm serious about this. I said this on the television, on the program, and this is why I say that. I love love Italian men. Not Italian men, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I love Italy, and I love the food. But I wouldn't be married to an Italian because they're not very faithful, and I might be Lorena Bobbitt.
I'm out. Thank God I ain't Italian.
And when I said that at cooking school, all the men cringe, and the ladies, of course, laugh.
Yeah, my little brother just fell out of his seat. He was like, oh no.
I cringe a lot.
Yeah, keep her away from the scissors, everybody. You know?
And make sure her scissors over here.
Make sure her windows are rolled up when she's driving down the freeway, so she doesn't fling anything out of it. I tell you. So what can
y'all must be having fun on this job?
We love this show. I when I talked to you on Monday, I told you that we are just a bucket of bolts here. I'm surprised they gave us a microphone.
Can I ask you a question? You're from New Orleans, right?
Oh yeah.
You know Lil Wayne?
What?
Yes, that's a no.
My little brother is being a jerk.
You know Lil Wayne?
He asked if you know Lil Wayne, the rap singer.
No, but I know who he is because I had a tour one time of some children, teenagers, and they said, where does Lil Wayne live? And I said, well, I don't know where he lives exactly, but I know the neighborhood, and we passed right by the neighborhood, but that's all I know.
Yeah, Lil D. Huh? So face, Lil D. So she does know of Lil Wayne.
I know. You didn't think she did. You trying to backpedal me?
No, you trying to get one over on Grandma Ann. If she comes through this microphone and kicks your ass, don't say nothing to me.
I want to see how her credibility was. She cool.
You seen Chef Ann. She tough. She will. She's a tough 73-year-old grandma, and she would come through here. You want me to punch him in the face for you, Grandma Ann? I'll punch him in the face.
Whack him in the fanny with the big spoon.
I don't know about the fanny part, Grandma. That's my brother, but okay. I don't know. Y'all do it a little differently down there. I'll beat his ass after the show, Grandma. I promise I will. Because, see, we know because we lost our grandma, so when you tell us that we got to do something, you want me to punch him in the face, I'll punch him in the face.
We gonna get it done.
No, that's a little too violent. You might mess his teeth up. You know?
Exactly.
Good whack in the fan.
Yeah, you know? Can't do any worse than what God already did to his teeth. But anyway,
how old are you all?
Oh Jesus!
Now you got me about 23.
Lil D is my little brother is lying. He is 35 years old.
I
am in my mid 30s.
I'm 30s. That's all I'll say.
And our producer, I think he just got out of high school yesterday.
babes in the woods.
We are
73.
And you are a beautiful 73 too, boys. Well, what do you say about that?
Now, since you're 73, let me ask you this. Have you ever been to a Chip and Dale show?
No, I don't know
who
that is.
You don't know Chip and Dale? Oh, I'm going to have to show you.
Okay, Grandma, he's trying to embarrass me again. Chip and Dale's are male strippers.
I want to see if she ever been.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Grandma! Grandma!
There was a movie, too, about something about that.
Magic
Mike.
You talk about that movie that I was in.
my little brother is cutting up, Grandma. Pay him no mind. Okay. He's got
a lot of this stuff goes over my head. You know?
No, it's not a lot of stuff. It's not going over your head. He's just a dirty birdie. That's exactly what he is. He's a dirty birdie, and he brings that gray element.
He ain't lying.
This is a family show, and my little brother is uncontrollable. So if you have any cast iron skillets,
I got a lot of those.
Yeah. I'm going to need one just to fling right at him because we were having a very professional radio conversation and here he come talking about Lil Wayne and strippers.
I do.
Okay.
How, Grandma, this is co-host Orly. Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
So the meal you whipped up to win the contest, Have you made that sense, or is that something you don't even make anymore? The dessert.
The bread pudding you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, I had to make it. We had a function at the cooking school. We had this, in addition to the place where our business is, there's another room, a huge room, which has a magnificent view of the river, and then we can host like big parties and such. And it was something to do with a trade show of DMCs for travel and stuff like that. So they asked me to make it, but I couldn't give them the recipe because we signed a paper. Saying that all the recipes were the product, the Food Network owned it. So I can't tell anybody the exact recipe, but I made it. I mean, I can make it, but I just can't tell them what recipe. I did. You know, so I made it.
Now, some of the behind the scenes things that I've always wondered about Cooking Channel, and I know your time with us. I appreciate you so much sticking with us.
This is fun.
wait a second. She said she couldn't give us the recipe, right?
Right.
She said. Now, what's your number? Because every woman has a number.
A price?
Yeah. Oh, no, listen. We had to sign a paper. I couldn't even tell anybody that I won the contest. We filmed that in August.
Oh.
And that didn't appear until right before Thanksgiving. So you talk about hard for me to keep my mouth shut. I did tell my husband, but I mean, it was like under pain of mortal sin. If you broke that contract, they could fine you and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Did they tell you?
So I would never tell anybody the recipe. I mean, I would just tell them what I did, you know, but I wouldn't tell them the recipe. I don't want to get in trouble.
How long did the actual show take to film?
2 days. The first day we got there on a Monday night, and they came to the hotel. Four of us in a hotel, and one person lives close by. And then they had aprons, because remember we had aprons on for the show. And
yeah.
The designer had made, I guess she just kind of looked at our pictures and said, well, this apron looks like her. And so that's what they gave me, the denim one, you know. And then the next morning, we had to be downstairs. That's when we met everybody at downstairs in the lobby, and then we went to the studio, and just like you see in television, you know. I mean, in the movies, those big studios with the cars running all around the place, little golf carts and such. And so the first one was more or less just to familiarize ourselves with the kitchen and you know, all that kind of stuff. And then the first competition was the afternoon, and that's when Rhonda, my friend from I didn't know her until this, she got cut and she went home. So Rhonda went home with nothing. I mean, nothing.
Oh yeah, she was the first one gone.
I know. Oh, I felt so sorry for it.
Yeah, I remember that show.
Yeah, she was, and you know, we love you so much, and of course, you know, we're gonna let the Food Network know that, you know, you were such a gracious guest, and we represent the Food Network very well. But there was a grandma on there, and I loved all the grandmas, but there was one that kind of wasn't the quintessential grandma on the show. And she just came across very, like, cocky in a way to us.
You mean Mary, with the gray, the long gray hair?
Not with the long gray. I'm talking about the African-American granny.
Should've known. Was Nora from Chicago.
Yeah, from Chicago. And she just seemed like she had been there before and everything. I didn't like her gameplay, where she just made the dish of the nearest competitor with a slight twist. Like, even in the final dessert round, she made the same. She made bread pudding like yours. You put whole pecans, grilled pecans, or I'm sorry, roasted pecans on your bread pudding. She did a version of pecan streusel. You did whipped cream. She did whipped cream, and she did that the whole entire competition.
I'm telling you, I don't know how she could have. I mean, when I'm telling you the stress that you're under with this thing is unbelievable. Cameras, you don't see this, but there's a camera attached. I mean, not attached, but every contestant has a cameraman who's right on them. I mean, right there. And then they've got cameras up in the air, and they've got cameras on the floor. I mean, it's cameras all over the place.
And Dora seemed to love all of those cameras because she kept making eye contact with them.
Man, I tell you what, I don't know how anybody could have done. I mean, I was just getting through it. I mean, I wasn't even aware that she was doing any of that. I really didn't. But she was very nice. I mean, when I saw on TV, I went, my God, I didn't pick up on any of that stuff. But I was so out of it. I mean, as I told you, as I said in the program, I could think I'd been dead. I would have known it. I mean, I had no clue.
Well, we're glad that you took your blood pressure medicine too, because you mentioned
that as well. Good thing I did.
Yeah. Well, we're up on a break, Grandma Ann, and I thank you so much again, folks.
Oh, it was fun.
This is
Am I supposed to hold on, or that's it?
That's probably about it, because we have a few more things we want to get to, but I want to give out a couple more plugs for you. Chef Ann, you can check out the New Orleans School of Cooking at NewOrleansSchoolOfCooking.com. You can also search Chef Ann on Facebook as Ann Leonard, and she is also listed on Facebook as the New Orleans Grannies, and she's on Twitter, A-N-N-E underscore Leonard, and we appreciate you so.
It's spelled differently. L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D.
L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D is how you spell Leonard. So
now look,
yes,
y'all
ma'am.
Ever come to New Orleans, you got to call me in advance, and we're going to get you to come to the cooking school, and I'll take you around the town.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Of course I'm serious.
if there's food involved, the show is called Fat Guy Radio, so I'm there.
I'm there too. Can you take me to Bourbon Street?
Oh well, I'm a little too old for Bourbon Street. You're on your own for that. I'll feed you, and I'll bring you to the cooking school. You know,
good enough.
You enjoy. It's a lot of fun.
Yes. So what's next? What's next? Are we going to see you on our TV screens anytime soon? Is there anything in the works? You mentioned a book.
Oh well, our cookbook. My God, only knows that'll come out. Seems like every roadblock that could possibly happen is happening. But our girl who's editing it took off to go to Turkey, of all places.
Turkey?
Turkey. I mean, I was worried she was going to get kidnapped, you know, but she did come back. And then our graphic designer had a baby. And my God, what else can happen? But it is coming along. It should be out maybe April, something like that.
Okay,
know?
All right. So as we get closer to, like, some major holidays where we're going to be cooking, like, we got Valentine's Day that's coming up, and we might want to, Orly, my co-host, might want to cook something for his wife, or I may want to cook something for some random person that I pull off the street because it's just me by myself crying alone and drinking. Or my little brother might want to, you know, cook something for one of his eight kids. Can we have you back on the show, and maybe you can give
sure.
us like some tips on
sure.
some cooking
sure.
tips? And then, of course, during the holidays, we got to have you on to give us some tips for cooking.
Okay, I'm available. Just call me.
We love you so much, and thank you for...
Well, thank you, Corey, and everybody else. It was a pleasure talking to y'all.
It was so much fun, and I will keep in contact with you even when I just want to call and chat.
That's fine with me. All right, Corey.
We love you, Grandma Ann. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, there she goes, Chef Ann Lipless. Gonna break. She's a hoot. How can you not love her? How can you not love her?
I love her.
Except for you, little D, which is trying to throw a wrench. We had a beautiful thing going on, and here you come trying to throw a monkey wrench in it.
You know, like I do.
73-year-old grandma, and you just trying to...
Hey.
Did he ask for her number?
I think he did. I think you you tried to pick up on Graham.
I tried to keep it PG. I was going to ask her if she'd take me to some strippers out there when we get out there to New Orleans.
She's a 73-year-old grandma.
You act like grandparents don't be doing nothing.
No.
What you think they invented Niagara for?
No, she's mad at her graphic
design. You say Niagara?
That's what they call it.
Lip, please, baby Jesus, let's go to break before little D just gets us kicked off the air. All right, folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. FatGuyRadioShow.com. That sure was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, buddy.
Chef, wasn't she everything that we saw on the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Orally?
Sure was.
Exactly.
All right, smokers of smokers and family and friends of smokers, the electronic cigarette industry is growing, but a lot of these products that you see on TV are nothing more than a pretty commercial. If you want premier quality, long-lasting, American-made e-cigs, get over to Halo Cigs at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. We've had a very long-standing relationship with Halo Cigs, and they wouldn't have kept us around if we weren't a superior show, and the same for us. I'm picky. Anybody in this room can tell you that I am one picky son of a monkey. And it's very well documented on the show that I am very picky. So if I choose Halo Cigs, you've got to know that it's top of the line. High quality e-liquids to satisfy anyone's taste, and robust hardware providing the ultimate output of vape. Give them a try and start at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, I'm vaping, baby! Well, boys, we thank Chef Ann for joining us on the show. She's just a hoot. Well, boys, we got to get to the biggest thing that's going on right now, which is, of course, the stupid lottery.
How? It's not going to be stupid if you win.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if I win. Because I already mentioned I'm going to share my money with you.
Yeah, you are, and I appreciate that. And I
only... So I take it you have a ticket.
I do.
Did you go? Do you bought a ticket?
I got me a ticket right there.
Before I got here.
Yep.
Did you get a ticket too, Lil D?
I show you better than I can tell you.
I can show you better than I can tell you.
He picked half his kids' ages.
Yeah,
because he couldn't pick all their ages because he didn't have there was enough numbers.
Yeah, there's not enough numbers. You can only play. Don't show. Well, if
15,
you 15, 20, 20,
35.
Okay,
40.
What is it now?
Y'all ever see that? 45, 40. Y'all never see that?
No.
Oh damn.
We're not black.
I'm gonna show you.
What is the lottery up to now?
1.5 billion or something.
$1.5 billion.
A lot of money.
You couldn't spend that in a lifetime if you tried. But of course, when something like this happens, the idiots have surfaced.
Like who?
Did you see the image that was floating around on Facebook?
No.
Nuh-uh.
All right. For those of you that are watching us on live stream, you'll get a treat.
Talking
here.
About the one with the
chalkboard? No, but I saw something stupid about
one with the chalkboard.
How much they can divide the money across.
That's it. That's it. Oh. The picture said Powerball, $1.3 billion divided by the U.S. population of 300 million means everyone receives $4.33 million. Poverty solved. I don't know what calculator came up with that figure.
More like $4.33.
But it has been shared on Facebook. Talk about the damnation of this country.
People actually believe that?
Yes.
Lil D, it's been shared over 1.7 million times.
I looked at that and I left. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay. Maybe $4.33 if that.
I'm no mathematician, but
there's no way.
Yeah, my wife read it to me and I'm like, I didn't know the exact number after, but I'm just like, there's no way that's right. But I'm like, it's not possible.
But just think, look at the numbers though. 1.3 billion over 300 million. Out of 300 million, everybody gets 4.33 million. Just right there.
That's not right.
Yeah.
That's not right. Here's the thing. Everybody's like, yeah, poverty solved. Eat crap, government. This is whoever wins this just needs to split it up. If you really do the math. If you really do the math, folks. There's more than 300 million Americans, by the by.
True.
It's really $4.07 a person.
Like I said, I didn't even do the math. I said it's more like $4.33.
I'll take it.
Orly wants his $4.07.
That's two more Powerball tickets.
You know what I'm saying?
This is what this Powerball program brings out in people.
Who came up with that?
Who keeps sharing it?
Hopefully it wasn't a teacher. I'm done.
How did this go viral?
Hey, you know what though? What's that? I bet there's one of your listeners that actually said that. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
It was a listener that shared this to me, and then of course I heard it on the Michael Mara show as well. But they sent it to me and they said, Corey, this doesn't add up.
Even little D went to what, fourth grade?
Yeah, exactly. And I'm there. right here on the air. You know, Walker, I used to sell drugs. That's how I know math.
Oh,
wait, I should have said those pills. That's what I'm talking about.
Number? Yeah, I know.
I said $4. It broke down to $4.33 probably, but it was actually $4.17. So, damn it.
There's no way that anyone can spend $1.5 billion. And here's the thing.
Unless you bought a company.
No, that idiot that came up with that number probably can.
Yeah, it's a joke. You don't get $1.5 billion.
No, you break it down to like $900 million.
You have to realize that 40 to 45% of that is going, and I believe the actual number is somewhere around 44.7%. 47.7% of that goes to Uncle Sam. You're not going to see $1.5 billion.
Oh, yeah, government getting their cut. No, you're going to see more like, it won't break down to be like maybe $900 million after.
Roughly some numbers are around 800.
And 800? Here, that's all?
About 800 million.
That's
now,
it!
I understand that $800 million is a lot of money.
That's chump change to me.
And prior to the show, I asked Philippius what he would do if he won. And he didn't really... tell me what he did. He showed me what he would do from the network. And I'm like, Philippius, what would you do if you won the $1.5 billion? He'd be gone. We wouldn't see him ever again.
He's out.
His headphones would just be hanging there.
Yeah.
The
and I think,
still there.
I think he just yelled, F you! Mother!
Oh, man.
He wouldn't give us... We don't see him 5 minutes after the show anyway, so damn. Of course he wasn't going to invest.
He cussed out everybody in the lobby.
Yeah, he sure did. Ripped his pants down under his butt so we could see all his butt cheeks as he just... Off like a ricochet.
You know what
I'd
do? I'd go to work butt ass naked. Just walk around the whole thing. They'd be like, you must want to get fired. You damn right. As a matter of fact, I'm firing myself. But
would you really go out like that, though?
I would walk around butt ass.
So naked. You win the lottery, and here comes little D walking naked. Into the walking into the work there.
With a cowboy hat on, some cowboy boots. That's it. Dead serious.
With the Toy Story cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
Yes, that one.
But then with your luck, there might be like a little kid sitting there, and then you're going to. Then you'll go to prison and you won't get no money.
Yeah,
this will happen that day.
Then it's over for you. You're going down in the hoose count, and I ain't bailing you out because I ain't got no money.
I give you the money so you can bail me out. Problem solved.
But then, of course, Orly, I turn to Orly and say, Orly, what would you do if you won the money? And of course, Orly is just the heavenly angel that he is.
Should I repeat what I said? Or do you want to say
the guy that had us do a telethon to get him back in the library last week.
By the way, I got my cardigan.
Oh!
Hey, did he get any money? Yeah, did we raise any money for him?
We did raise money to get Orly back into the library. Just a sidebar real quick since I brought it up and Orly just, you know, beat his L right quickly instead of letting me build up to it. He's from music radio, not talk radio. That's okay. But we did get Orly back into the library, but unfortunately he needed 40 cents. We came 43 cents, and we came up 42. We came up with 42.5 cents. Somebody sent us a Canadian penny, and that's only like half the currency.
Right.
So we didn't. So what I did is that I had to turn a few tricks at the QT to make up for that penny we were lacking, and Orly got back into. Back into the library and off the Twitter from Lady K. If you go to work wearing a but cowboy boots and a hat naked, you can literally say there's a snake in my boots.
But I like that.
So Orly, being the angelic person that we have not ruined yet here on the network, came to me and Orly, tell everybody what you said to me you would do if you won the $1.5 trillion gazillion dollars.
I said I would buy us a new huge studio.
Huge.
Huge studio.
He was thinking about us.
The network.
You need to buy you some library books.
I'd buy out the library.
Yeah, buy the library. Yeah, fire that lady. That's first. Buy that particular book. Or library.
Or you could just save yourself a couple of $100,000 and just get a Kindle like I suggested to you last week. But yeah, so little D, you were thinking about yourself and just wanted to show your thing off at work. And Philippius, he didn't even, he don't even remember our name if he went. So
you know nobody in here.
So
who? Philippians will be playing in the Cardinals game this Saturday. He would pay to play.
We're sitting right up there with Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton.
I'll be the one kicking the field goal.
You'll be like, oh, hold on a minute. I'm Philippians. I used to be on the internet. I got this. Kicker, go sit down. I'm gonna go ahead. Here's $100,000. Go sit over there.
Sit over.
I'm gonna come out here and I'm gonna kick this, and the ball just go like 3 feet.
Yeah, exactly. He gives it all
hit
he has.
The rest in the head.
Yeah, and then Philippians just, you know, puts his hands up like he made a goal. Yeah! Yeah! While everybody in the crowd's like, you suck. You suck. And Philippians just walks off the court with his hands up like, but I'm rich, bitch!
That's when you get naked and walk off. I walk...
Why does money make your clothes fall off?
I would get.
Why does? I hope you don't win.
I hope I don't. I'm gonna get.
Why does money make your clothes fall off?
I don't know, but I was just thinking, if I was him on the field, I'd walk off butt ass naked with my hands up like that, shaking it from side to side, slapping my legs, slapping both legs as I'm walking.
Okay. Right.
Jesus Christ.
I ain't lying.
Orly was the only one that would think of the network because he is towing the company line.
So what would you do then, since you don't play?
I wouldn't know who the hell y'all are. I'm kidding. BDB Radio Network, the first B would become Blaze. The last B would become Bought.
Okay.
And we'll figure out what the D will... Shut up. BDB Radio Network would be... would rival the Adam Carolla Network and the TMOS Network, and I would literally go out and invest in all of my favorite internet radio shows and create one large internet radio network where all of my favorite shows, like Big O and Dukes, mm-hmm. they want to come to Phoenix so bad. I would prepare for them to come to Phoenix. I would make it 100% possible. I would relocate their families to Phoenix.
Ooh, see, this just shows how much we love doing our job for the people listening, because we could easily take off like Philippians.
Yeah.
Yep.
But no, we still want to do what we do.
I would still do this. I would do this 100% of the time. Nothing else. It would be all Fat Guy Radio Show would be 5 days a week.
Ooh.
We'd be on drive time on we have our own app on everybody's phone where they can just go up, click live, and they can listen to us in their cars. BDB Radio, Fat Guy Radio Show would blow the hell up.
I would put up speakers around the city and just play our show nonstop.
Oh man.
And then people would have to listen.
And then when I go to the lottery office to collect my cartoon size golf check, I'll be wearing a Fat Guy Radio Show shirt.
Butt naked.
No, just the shirt, little D.
Yeah, butt naked.
No, the shirt.
I hope you do win, because I'm going to walk around the studio butt naked all day.
I'm never going to tell you won.
I know you win.
But then my dad calls up.
He going to tell me. You know your brother won, right?
And he has the idea. Did he tell you what the idea was?
No. Oh, I got to hear this.
He's playing all of our ages, and then he's taking all of our years born, is what he's playing. Now, Dad is dumb enough to win.
Yeah.
That's what's scary. His ass is country bumpkin enough to win.
And he might.
And be the one that is on his way to redo his wheel, find a Church's Chicken somewhere, pull over into the Church's Chicken, eat some rotten chicken, and die
right there
before he gets to...
Yeah.
The lawyer's office, and then none of us gets the money.
Nope.
It gets wrapped up in probate court.
Yep.
Now, I know we're up on a break, but real quick, around the console, what would be the first thing you would, I know that's a hack radio question, what would be the first thing you would do after you win the lottery, traffic and weather on the 8th, 10 minutes to the hour? Philippians, what would you do, even though nobody can see you? Lip's not really in the studio. He's remotely from home. What would be the first thing, the number one thing you would do after getting the money into your account? First thing you would do?
I'll buy an island.
Buy an island. That sounds like a sound investment with global warming and islands disappearing off the planet by the hour. That's a very good decision. Let's go to the judges. I'm sorry, that table's going to have to go to our runner-up this evening. Little D, what would be the first thing besides taking your clothes off? What would be the first thing that you would do with your lottery winnings?
Bought a house.
Buy a house. That'd be the immediate
first thing.
So you would get your check, be deposited, and then you would
and
you'd be talking to a real estate agent.
Yep. I don't even talk to a real estate agent. I'm going straight to the house. I'm buying this house.
Even a house that's currently occupied. You're like, here's the money, get out.
Nope, I'm going to the house. I'm buying a new one, bigger one.
All right. Orly, what would be the first thing that you would do?
See, my answer is going to be a little different because I'm married.
Right. See? So your answer is going to be whatever your wife want to do. Okay,
we get that.
Actually, a safer answer. We're going to have to go to a lawyer together and write up contracts so she don't try to take off. I mean, she loves me, but don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
$1.5 billion might make somebody do something crazy.
$1.5
billion, that's enough to make somebody's heart change.
I'm upgrading everything. I'm upgrading my brother. I'm getting me a new brother.
What?
I'm getting me a...
I got to keep you around.
No, I would buy a... We have a nice house, but I just think a house... I want something crazy. That's the one thing I would go crazy on. I'm talking like so gold ceiling fans and like
thing, that's the oh, first thing you would house. Do, Orly? The first thing
yeah,
you would
house,
do?
Because your house you're always in.
All right.
It's your castle.
Okay.
Well, what's the first thing you'll do then?
Get a studio.
No. The first thing that I would do after the check is deposited in my account, I'd make a beeline to Charles Schwab because I have always learned let your money make you money. I wouldn't go out and spend it first. I'd be sitting in front of an investor.
But $1.5
billion. $1.5 billion. You could take $200 million of that and just the interest and residuals alone.
Mm-hmm. Live off of that.
Live off that yeah. for the rest of your life. So you let your money make you money.
Yeah, that way you change your family tree.
I wouldn't buy a big house. I wouldn't want a big house. I would have a house that would have a lot of the luxuries that I would want. But I look at a big house and I'm like, you know, it's just me and, you know, a little guy. So there's no reason for me to have a huge, massive
yes, it is.
House.
Yeah,
yes,
but we're going to be over there all the time. Yeah, so you exactly. better get something
I'll
bigger.
Have a I massive, walk around naked in there.
I'll have a massive great room, but there is no reason. My house right now is 1,800 square feet, and I think that's 1,600 square feet, and I think that's too big.
We could play golf in there.
Can you give your fun answer now? Not the grown-up.
No, exactly. That's the only answer I could come up with.
Get out of here. That's why.
I would be in front of Charles Schwab. 5 minutes after the check went into my account.
At least be in front of him butt naked.
No.
Damn.
I wouldn't be in front. No, let your money make you money. That would be the first thing that I would do.
I changed my answer. I want to do what Corey's doing.
Corey's the grown-up. He takes the fun out of winning.
No.
Lil D's still dead set on just being naked.
I'm just going to be naked as Charles Schwab.
All right, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, we have an event that we're doing this Saturday that I want to give a quick mention to. And we've got some prizes that we're going to be giving out because we're a real radio show. And, of course, Star Wars came out a few weeks ago and box office numbers are in. And they're talking about how it's dethroning a lot of other movies. And I kind of got a little bit of an argument about that. So we'll get to that on the other side of this break. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
I'm Ryan Scott.
And I'm Daniel Taylor.
Together we host Full Court Press Radio.
It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
At FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
GCU offers more than 160 innovative programs across 8 colleges, which now include cutting-edge next-generation programs in engineering, computer science, and information technology. Grand Canyon University, the quality of a private Christian education, the affordability of a state university. Visit gcu.edu.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
I drink all the time, 'cause we're lovers.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Got to tell you about Audible. AudibleTrial.com/FGR. Yes, audiobooks are the new and growing way to enjoy books from all over the world. Our lives are so busy in this day and age. Orly can testify. You're ripping and running. The kids have to go here. There's doctor's appointments here. But we still want to have that book time, that relaxing book time when you can't always get to the library. Well, Audible at audibletrial.com/FGRS has a fix. They offer mysteries and thrillers, sci-fi and fantasy, history, classics, self-development books, romance, bio and memoirs, even something for the kids. It's entertainment and education for the entire family. Try Audible today, free for 30 days at audibletrial.com/FGRS. After 30 days, Audible is just $14.95. That's change back on a $20 bill. And if you don't like your book, Audible will exchange it for a new one. Cancel anytime. Get started free today at audibletrial.com/FGRS. Well, we have a event that's coming up, and it's not necessarily an event per se, Orly. You know, kind of like our promotions thing. Yeah. The network is definitely driving us to get out there and meet new listeners. We love our current listener base. We love all you guys dearly. But we're going to be out in the East Valley, Mesa, Arizona, down this coming Saturday at MacFest in Mesa, Arizona. MacFestMesa.com. It's an event for the public featuring unique crafts, creations for the entire family, and internet radio guys will be out there. We're going to have a booth up, which we've done just like we did, Philippius, as you remember, at the barbecue festival.
Yes.
In Scottsdale. And we have our booth will be definitely set up, and we're going to have some giveaways, right, Orly?
We are. Some nice people gave us some stuff.
Some great companies gave us some amazing giveaways, and Orly, you've got a few of them over there. If you wouldn't mind mentioning who of those would be as you continue to shrink in your camera shot.
We got XO Photography is giving us a photo session for somebody out there. We got Desert Dragonfly Holistic Healthcare gave us a 2-hour massage.
Ooh.
With me.
Come up missing.
Yeah.
That one might very well come up missing.
Maybe you get an hour and I get an hour.
Or maybe you guys get 15 minutes each. Out.
Or we can just do it together, or you know. I won't look if you won't look.
Somebody's gonna look.
Yeah. Moving on. No. We got Candy's Characters. We have Green and Clean Auto Detailing, which my car hasn't been clean for. Hey, don't be ruining our sponsors here.
Don't be ruining it, Lil D. Lil D! You just calm down. Go win the lottery.
No, we have the detail, and we're going to have a free detail, which is coming handy because I know my car needs cleaning.
That one may come up missing, too.
Keep all... I'm just kidding. Yeah.
So it's going to be kind of cool.
And last one.
Yeah, one more.
Artistic Lifestyle. He gave us some paintings. They're super cool. I showed you.
Yes, I gazed upon these paintings, and I don't consider myself an art aficionado, but man, oh man, I need some of those in my hand. They are impressive. And here's the thing. We're giving them away. You just got to come find us down at the MacFest.
We also got a bonus, Mesa. Too.
MacFest Mesa. No, stop. MacFest Mesa.
It's going to be a good time.
MacFestMesa.com.
Bad I'm going to be at the Green Bay game.
This organization has been very, very gracious in allowing us to come down there and bring what we do here. So we're inviting everybody listening.
Do they give you guys one of each, or is it just one prize package, or is it like a couple, like what the massage thing?
Well, what you got to do is you got to stop by our booth down at Mac Mesa to find out.
Exactly.
We'll have games and prizes at our booth. Come hang out with us, and we're hoping to meet a whole lot of new people. So if anybody's down there in the East Valley, just come look for the big blue tent, and you'll find
10 to 4.
Where is that again?
10 to 4 down in Mesa at MacFestMesa.com.
Main Street and McDonald.
Main Street and McDonald.
You can come spin our new wheel.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now this is something that I'm interested in here, Orly. So Orly comes in to the network here. I've been trying to get budgets approved for like a new computer and budgets approved for maybe some business cards. Orly comes in here with a little promotional business plan. And they just start shoveling money at his gullet.
He just comes in and just gets it approved.
Do you know who I used to be? I'm Corey Blaze.
Used to be.
I'm Corey Mother Loving Blaze. And I can't even get a business card. And here he comes smiling and blinking. And they just
laughing.
Oh, yeah. Not laughing. Oh, yeah, Orly. Yeah, you want a new pinwheel? Who would have thought of a pinwheel?
Prize wheel.
Prize wheel.
That's why you're asking for the wrong
thing. Exactly.
They couldn't find a pinwheel. They're like, what's a pinwheel?
A pinwheel is one of those little things I used to blow into when I was a little kid D took one that was spinning and shoved it in my eye. And now I have a fear of pinwheels, which is pinwheelologist.
Is that what your old neighbor called it, a pinwheel?
Can you touch my pinwheel?
It went around and around and around and around and around. But Orly comes in here and gets budgets approved. Ain't been here for a cup of coffee. And gets... get off your phone on the show.
I'm just looking at something.
No, you... exactly. I can't even be mad at him because he's like, you know, he's like a special ed kid. You want to punch him, but you know it's wrong.
Hey, the grandma gave you a chance to, didn't
grandma it? Said I could punch you in
hiney.
The face.
No, she's not my hiney.
I ain't touching your hiney.
With my fanny, here we go.
I ain't touching your hiney because last
my
time,
fanny,
no,
because
last time you did, you're like, one more again. And I was like, hell no. So Orly gets like all these budgets for these new little trinket kits and stuff. And he's like, he got tablecloths.
Fancy bracelets.
I mean, what the hell you get the tablecloths for?
Look at his wristband. Can I show that off?
Yeah, he's got. Hey, we had a limited run of those wristbands in the middle of 2014. I went and I said, hey.
Home Shopping Network style.
BDB Radio Network, can we please get some more of those? They looked at me and they said, hell no, lady.
What do you need? What do you need? I'll put in a request. 15.
Oh, what do I need?
What do you want?
Oh, do you know who I am? I'm Corey Blaze.
Crummy brother, blubber. Well, what? Let's see who gets it done first. You asked for something.
No, I ain't asking for nothing, though.
And let's see whose transaction.
No, I'm not going to build this competition between me and Orly. We put his little smiley round face on the internet. Everybody whips their draws off.
How about you, bumper sticker? You want bumper stickers?
You know what I'm saying?
Didn't we try to get bumper stickers a year ago?
Yes.
He got 3,000 of them on order. I saw the invoice laying on the counter when I walked in. He got 3,000 bumper stickers on there. And you know what it says? Fat Guy Radio Show, and then featuring Corey Blaze, really small, and then Ann Orly. And the Ann Orly part, it lights up. It blinks.
Ain't that something?
He's trying to run me out. That's what they brought him in here, because he's a ringer. They're trying to run me out of my own business.
So you might be like Anthony, gone pretty soon. I'm telling y'all, Anthony ain't coming back.
You hurt his feelings every time you say that.
I know, you mentioned in the beginning about he was hanging with, what is his name? El Chapo? Is that true?
Yeah, El Chalupo or whatever.
El Chalupo.
He got busted with 2 male prostitutes down at the cathedral.
Yeah, I didn't even get to the box office thing.
We done already?
No, we got one more segment.
I'll get to the box office thing at the next segment.
Way to produce the show there, little baby.
Hey, they ain't let you do it no more.
It's funny because it's true. We'll be back. Nowhere. I'm here to stay.
You're here to stay?
Yeah. Do you know how mad Lady K would be if I was gone, Lil D?
How bad?
She'd be so mad, she'd be sending cryogram wagons to BDB Radio Network executives, telling them, making them all cry. She'd be writing all kind of curse words on there.
That just sweeten her up. Just sweeten the deal with Orly somehow.
There ain't no way. Oh, Lady K. I would take that massage too, Lady K. I'm not paying attention to...
She give it to you?
Yeah, she said she'd give me the massage, not you, Lil D.
Hey, can I get a massage, though?
Hell no, lady. Well, since Orly is taking over, Orly, you want to do the break for this, the break read for this break? Let's see if you can pull it off.
Which one was it?
It's a way to pay attention to the show. It's segment 5, Orly.
Segment 5, oh yeah.
Yeah, segment
Valentine's
5.
Day is the next big gift-giving day coming up on the calendar.
Yeah, it is.
So why not surprise the one you love with their head?
With their head?
With their head? Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm talking about getting them a fat head of their favorite movie, star, athlete, or of themselves.
Give her lip. Don't. They're going to be mad at this. Give her head.
Give her head.
Go on, Orly. Go. Go ahead, Orly. You got it.
We can't
give her half revenge.
Are you guys hearing us now? And why you want to kick out my brother?
Y'all still want to give him all the money he wants?
You set me up, huh? You still trying to get me fired?
He trying to give her half for Valentine's Day, ass.
All right. We can't very well call the loves of our lives fatheads, but we can get them one. Or men, if you're dating a woman with kids, it's pretty damn impressive to surprise the kids with something great. Fathead, through the banner on our website, is a perfect thinking out of the box gift for the perfect buddy and pressing addition to your sports collection or man cave, there's something for everyone. My eyes were so watery, I could barely even see what I was doing.
Fathead threw the banner link on our website.
Oh, I was supposed to scroll down a little further.
Just a little further. That's all right. Yeah, that's right, budget boy. All right.
Way to go, Orly.
Yeah, way to go, Orly. He wants to give him head for Valentine. When you figure out how to get it. Never mind. I'm not
going. Hey,
good.
I got it.
Ah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ah, no. I know.
The roof is on fire. What's next?
Hey, you got me to laugh.
Yeah, you know what? Mentioning that, there was the video promo that went up from last week's show on Facebook. I purposely cut that to end with your laugh.
Did you?
Yeah, it ends with, that's the extent of his laugh. That's it. You know, we a comedy
talk show.
Yeah, we a comedy talk show, and if we get Orly to laugh, I call that a win. All right, so I never got to my family's Christmas fallout. We're back on good terms now. Everybody's talking to me again. And I also found the missing bottle opener that my niece ran away
where
with.
Where was that at?
It was in the couch.
Oh, like wedged in between?
Wedged in the couch.
What made you look there?
Well, I was trying to have sex on the couch. I didn't succeed. I got sweaty. She got up. I got sad.
And then he woke up.
She got in her car and left. I got drunk.
She got in her car and left?
Yeah. And as I was drinking by myself and sitting there, pants down, legs up, eyes shut.
That's the way we like to. Like a song to me.
No, I was vacuuming the couch because I'm OCD. And, you know, I moved the couch cushions and I saw this beautiful, heavenly looking orb just sitting there that just looked like money. And I said, well, if that don't beat all, here it is right here. And I reached down and that's where it was. So we did find it. But everybody's talking to me again. I never apologize. Don't plan on apologizing. Don't intend on apologizing. I just know that I'm not hosting Christmas at my house next year.
So where are you going to be next year?
Probably Lady K's house. No,
I guess it's gonna be two of us.
Sorry, Lady Kate, love you to death. I'll swing through on my way to Grandma Ann's house.
I swing through too. I'm gonna swing on something else. All
right, all right. So, did you see Star Wars, Orly?
No,
Lip.
No.
Really?
Really?
I thought you were going and doing movies on Fridays for like.
When like he said he was going to do movies, he was talking about the other kind of movies.
No, where's your mind?
You know the drive-ins?
Yeah, the drive-ins. I thought you
know
and
you
your
don't watch movies at the drive-ins.
You and your
style.
You and your. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I'm.
You are.
So you haven't seen it? Have you seen it, Lil D? Of course not. You haven't seen it.
I ain't got it on bootleg yet either.
You got.
You know how I roll.
You ain't bought it out of somebody's trunk of their car outside of 7-Eleven.
But you know there was a dude. Uh-huh. I bought a studio doing some. We ain't got roofs no more. He was selling some stuff, but I had to get in here.
Yeah, to run. Yeah, thank you for being late. Star Wars is basically rock the box office, and I take contention to this.
Have you saw it?
No, I have not saw it.
That's the first. Right up your white alley.
I have not saw it. And
you haven't seen it?
I have not seen it
yet. You ain't seen it yet?
No. Here's the thing. They're saying that it's blown out movies like
Fast and Furious.
Godfather, Gone with the Wind, Fast and Furious. I want to talk about the older movies from yesteryear.
Oh, okay.
Godfather, Gone with the Wind, The Wizard of Oz.
E.T.
All of it is saying that it keeps. I think that this is such a contrived statement. I don't think it's right to have any movie blow out another movie that's a historical movie because the inflation of ticket price to see a movie is so different than when The Godfather came out and when Gone with the Wind came out.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You see what I mean?
True. Yeah,
so
you can't
compare
apples or oranges like that.
Yeah, yes, it may have grossed more money in box office numbers compared to dollars for dollars as at face value.
Was there commercials for movies back? Like, how'd that work? How'd they promote their movie?
I don't know. Let's ask Corey. He was still around.
I was not. I'm not that old.
You know what I mean? Because if they did promote, they probably would have blew Star Wars out of the water. But the fact that they were just like somebody on a corner, read all about it. Like,
well, yeah, right. If they, you know, if the town crier was standing out in the middle of the court,
read all about it. That's how they used to do it back in the day. Is that true, Corey?
No, I'm not that old.
I know.
And they were. if Star Wars, and I believe that this was an internet article, if Star Wars came out and was weighed up and it came out the same time that Gone with the Wind came out, Gone with the Wind would have ran away with it.
You think so? Oh,
nice. Yes, when they factored in and subtracted inflation of ticket prices.
Oh, that's the inflation part.
Yeah. See, nowadays, ticket prices to go see movies are so expensive.
Yeah.
You could have a fraction of the number of people go and see the movie, and it still can blow and give great box office numbers. But if that same count of people paid the ticket prices back in the 60s, that would be considered, in today's age, that movie would have been a flop. You see what I'm saying? So I disagree with anybody stating that these movies are dethroning some of these historic movies. So it's not right. It's not fair to those
right.
movies.
What you're saying is the Star Wars movie that people paid for today.
Yes.
The same amount back then would have been a flop.
Star Wars would have been an average debut.
Average, but not a flop.
Not a flop. It would have been an average debut, but it would not have outshone or outsold Gone with the Wind or any of those other...
Oh, compared to if it would have happened back then. Today was then.
Right.
Really?
Right.
It's expensive. How much is a movie now?
And if Gone with the Wind was released...
Who came up with that number? The Powerball number?
No. If Gone with the Wind was released in 2015 with Star Wars at the current ticket prices, it would have been the same scenario. Star Wars would have been an average box office total compared to Gone with the Wind.
I don't think so, though, because there's more fans that know about Star Wars versus Gone with the Wind.
Today,
but and it carries on. So, yeah, but I'm saying if you did a Gone with the Wind movie today, nobody would. People like you would go, but people like.
But Flip if you I'm saying if you took Gone with the Wind,
I get what you're saying, though.
Right? And released it today, not the concept, not the society ideology and expectations of a movie. Whoo, those were some $12 words at 8-9 o'clock at night. That would blow Star Wars out of the water. It would be kind of like the Concussion released up against Star Wars. The Concussion did okay, but it didn't blow Star Wars out of the water. You see what I'm saying? So my argument is that box office totals should just be in its current day against its rivaled movies released within the same year. I don't think we should say that it blows out some of those historic movies.
Well, I thought it was
because the numbers just don't add up.
Yeah, they're off.
They should just lower the prices again.
I think so. We should be playing 1960s prices for 2015 movies.
I want a 60-cent movie with a 5-cent soda.
You know what I'm saying? Gas prices too for like 5 cents.
You want 60-cent movie, or you can't even raise 40 cents to get to the library.
Exactly. Watch, I win that $1.5 billion. I'm going to the movies.
In the library.
I'm gonna give them some spare money and say, keep this on hand for my next late charge.
You know what I'm saying? For real.
Here's 40 extra cents.
You pay in advance.
I want and anybody that's listening to the show, you win $1.5 billion. I'm going to invite you now. There are investment opportunities at BDB Radio Network. Reach out to info@bdbradionetwork.com. You win this. Lady K, if you win it, we will move this entire show to your backyard because you'd be able to afford us to do it.
Yep.
And I'm telling you now, I'm blowing up your toilet when I get there.
I'm just going to run around naked.
Lil D's just going to be naked.
With cowboy boots on and with my hat, my sombrero.
Yeah, sombrero. So you can literally say, there's a snake in my boots.
Punk, yeah.
In your pocket.
You don't got no pants on.
What the hell show you listening to?
I'm a kangaroo.
We got to get out of here. All right. I'm sorry, Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Thank you to Amazon for sponsoring today's show. Please visit Amazon through Fat Guy Radio Show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon for all your online shopping. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. Click the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop through the Shop Now button on our Facebook cover photo. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, email, send your letters or comments or questions to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. Interact with us on our social sites. Find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join me on After the Levels, a blog by Corey Blaze, is my daily blog. Fun stories, news, wacky celebrity breaking news, and more. AfterTheLevels.com. Check it out. Another special thanks to Chef Ann Leonard for joining us on the show. Make sure to follow her on Facebook and Twitter, folks. Put us over. Let her know that you heard her on the show. Send her a tweet. Send her a Facebook message and say, hey, heard you on Fat Guy Radio Show. We love you as much as they do. And I'm also tweet Food Network as well, at Food Network, and let them know, hey, you need to get more guests on Fat Guy Radio Show. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
All right. For our executive producer, Philippius Orly and Little D, I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you encounter about the show. When they ask what it's all about, simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top, everybody. Bye-bye. MacFest. Wait, hold on. What the hell? I've got more to say. FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor. All our sponsors are listed there. Have a look. Shop away. Now the show is over, and this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...